This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves here. The toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. We've been sharing with you, in case you're just tuning in, audio from the Kennedy Show, whatever that... We should really find out what her show's name is. She's the one responsible for this interview with Ron Paul, where Ron Paul basically says that Gary Johnson leaves a lot to be desired as a libertarian candidate. He's not crisp. He's not clear in his messaging. He doesn't talk about the non-aggression principle. He's not really of value, therefore, to those of us who actually do value the ideas of liberty and a communicator who can get those ideas out there in a way that the American people and people around the world, for that matter, because a lot of people pay attention, believe it or not, to the presidential contest here, the people everywhere can hear someone proclaiming these ideas. Unfortunately, Gary Johnson is not going to be that guy. He's a watered-down character. He's a Republican, a former governor of the state of New Mexico. And if Ron Paul, you know, Ron Paul's real clear here in what he's saying. Gary Johnson may have a chance of getting some publicity, but what good does it really do if someone who's not actually libertarian is getting publicity, yet calling themselves a libertarian? And of course, this is something that we've been crowing about for a long time here on Free Talk Live, but it doesn't faze people like one of our co-hosts, Mark Edge, who just is happy that, you know, somebody's out there saying something more freedom-oriented, a little bit more than Hillary Clinton might.
And the name of the show is Kennedy.
Kennedy on the Fox Business Network, right?
Yes.
All right. So, by the way, it's Ian Cody and Daryl in the studio tonight.
Yeah, and you know... Ron Paul was popular enough the two or three times that he ran for president.
Hugely popular. He was filling stadiums.
He didn't water anything down.
Exactly.
Even if it got him into trouble.
Gary Johnson is never going to fill a stadium. It's not going to happen any point during this election season.
Well, think about a stadium. You talk about stadiums, think about it this way. I mean, Gary Johnson is that rock star that sold out, right? You know? Would you rather see Metallica in their prime or after they came out with Load and Reload? Think about it that way.
Yeah.
You know, that's what's going on with Gary Johnson.
I think I did see Metallica in their prime a long time ago. It was a good time. And now they've completely jumped the shark. They're going after their own fans. But nonetheless, let's continue. There's a little bit more audio here, and then we'll get to your calls and thoughts. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. More with Kennedy interviewing Ron Paul about Gary Johnson, the libertarian presidential candidate. And I put libertarian in quotes because he's not really a libertarian.
Statism certainly on both sides. But I'm wondering if you're ready to endorse him, given all that.
No, not quite. I think there's too much confusion out there. But I'm telling people right now, and it would probably be my position, that if you want to vote on something to promote something important, understand what the non-aggression principle is. The libertarians are the only ones who claim they believe in it. And if you're confused and you don't like Republicans and Democrats, I would say vote for the Libertarian Party. But I don't think I'll be getting into personal endorsements.
Okay, very good. Dr. Paul, thank you so much for your time.
Not even going to endorse the Libertarians candidate. He would have if it would have been you, Daryl W. Perry, because you would have been talking about the non-aggression principle.
Ron Paul is almost too nice about this.
Well,
almost too nice.
He is a nice, nice man. Well, we can be the bad guys if you want to.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And one thing that's interesting, back in 2008, he was basically, you know, pestered of, when are you going to endorse Babar? When are you going to endorse Babar? When are you going to endorse Babar?
It's Bob Barr.
And he wound up saying, vote for Chuck Baldwin.
Ooh, who was the Constitution Party
candidate,
who by no means is even a libertarian at all. The Constitution Party.
But at least in Chuck Baldwin's defense, Chuck Baldwin was on the campaign trail with Ron Paul when Ron Paul was seeking the Republican nomination.
meaning that he might have a better understanding of the ideas of liberty because of that, because he spent some time with Ron Paul.
Yeah, he went to a lot of different rallies. I don't know if you recall the March on Washington that happened in, like, July of 07, think it was, or it might have been July of 08. But whatever that was, Chuck Baldwin was one of the speakers. Adam Kokesh was one of the speakers.
Not Bob Barr.
Bob Barr was nowhere to be found. So when Ron Paul had that big press conference where he invited Ralph Nader, Cynthia McKinney, Chuck Baldwin, and Babar, and might have been one other person.
Barr didn't go, right?
Babar wound up not showing up, held his own press conference down the hall, and his media coordinator literally flipped Ron Paul off in the hallway.
Wow. That's pretty petty.
Yeah. Because Ron Paul was not having a press conference to say, vote for the elephant Babar, vote third party for whichever of these candidates you like.
That's what Ron Paul was doing. It was a third party press conference.
Yes. Where he had all of the candidates that were on enough ballots to theoretically win.
Right. I remember
that. And it
that.
Was like a big, giant group endorsement of vote for one of these people if you want an alternative to the donkeys and elephants.
And one of the things that was interesting about the 2008 campaign, if I'm recalling correctly, was Bob Barr didn't really do any better than any other libertarian candidate ever had as far as vote totals were concerned. So the big pitch by the Libertarian Party was that, well, we're watering down the message so we can get more votes.
Right.
But the reality was he didn't get more votes. Now, Johnson did actually get more votes in 2012 than I believe any other libertarian candidate had done.
More raw votes, not a higher percentage.
That must have been because didn't Ron Paul drop out towards the end, or no, he didn't, or something like that?
Well, Ron Paul was eliminated from the Republican
Party. Okay, so Gary Johnson was like the next best choice, pretty much.
He wasn't in any different of a political situation than Bob Barr was.
He was, because in 2008, it was a vacant presidency. In 2012, you had a somewhat popular incumbent running for re-election.
Mm-hmm.
So different circumstances, completely different circumstances.
And you think that could have led to
more votes? More people being like, you know what, this guy's going to get re-elected anyway. I might as well vote for somebody else.
Could be.
This time, again, a vacant White House. So it's a completely different scenario than it was in 2012.
That's true.
So what I'm thinking is, what might be good is to have all bad candidates so nobody gets excited about something that really doesn't make a difference.
That's true. Presidential politics.
Yeah, I mean, something that really bothers me is, I would love to see a huge amount of people not vote this time around. I think
there's always a huge amount of people that don't vote, and somebody still gets elected.
Okay, yeah.
When I lived in San Antonio, there was a mayoral election that like 90-something percent of people did not show up to. The mayor got reelected with like a 90%. It was a 7% turnout. The mayor gets reelected with 81% of the vote, meaning 95% of the people did not vote for this a-hole. But the headline wasn't, you know, a huge amount of people don't vote for the guy. It was wins in a landslide.
Right.
81% of 7%.
I mean, what would it do, Cody, if people, you know, a bunch of people just decided to stay home this time around? I mean, what, in your mind, what would the benefit of that be?
I think at this point, the benefit would be to send a message to those people. Other people may start to be thinking about it, though.
Having a large group of people walk in, get ballots, not actually step into the polling booth, and then rip the ballot apart in front of all of the election workers would send more of a message than sitting at home eating Cheetos and watching Pornhub all day.
Sure. I'm not going to vote because I don't want to be a part of this process. I know that much anyway.
You would not even walk into the thing, get a ballot, and then rip it in half and drop it on the desk?
Yeah, sure, I'll do that much.
Well, see, here's something else, though. I mean, look, I'm with you, Cody, that national elections don't matter a whit to me. I just don't care about what happens there because ultimately I don't think that whoever wins anything's going to get better. Even if some libertarian were to be elected, it would be unlikely that anything's going to change because most people aren't going to vote for libertarians. And so if one libertarian getting in there, as we've seen with Ron Paul, certainly didn't do anything to end the national state. But here in New Hampshire, we've actually got liberty-oriented people who are going to be on the ballot, like people you know you could actually vote for.
Are you suffering with hearing loss? Are you sick of people constantly complaining that your TV is too loud? Are you tired of asking people to speak up? Would you like to hear more clearly, but you don't want to wear a hearing aid that makes you look old? Then you need to try Listen Clear, a life-changing breakthrough precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. And you can adjust Listen Clear to find the perfect way to hear everything, wherever you are, and whatever you're doing. And right now you can try Listen Clear absolutely risk-free, with free shipping. We'll even give you free batteries for life. So call now, 1-800-719-9349. Listen Clear is lightweight and completely hassle-free, and it's practically invisible. Call for your 100% risk-free home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now, 1-800-719-9349. That's 1-800-719-9349. 1-800-719-9349.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
The best-kept secret in the firearms business is CDNNSports.com. CDNN Sports is the largest firearms liquidator in the U.S. We've got optics, accessories, gun parts, magazines, ammunition, and more. Sign up for our email specials today for the best gun deals, period. You will also be entered to win a Winchester 101 field shotgun. Go to Charlie, Delta, November, NovemberSports.com. That's CDNNSports.com.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can join us right here, toll free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. There are lots of Bitcoin wallets, but Jax is one of a kind. Jax allows you to store Bitcoin and Ether and access it via your smartphone or Mac, Windows, or Linux device. Here on Free Talk Live, we're proud to endorse the Jax wallet as the official cryptocurrency wallet of Free Talk Live. Visit Jax.io and download their wallet for free. I think you'll agree that because of its unique features and cross-platform support, Jax is the best. You can get Jax via the Apple or Google stores, of course, or just go to Jax.io. That's Jaxx.io as we go to your calls. And your thoughts. Scott, listening to KVLI in Lake Isabella, California. You're up first. Hey, Scott.
Hey, gentlemen. How you doing?
Welcome, sir. You're on the air.
Yeah, good. Happy Friday to you guys.
Thanks.
I don't remember who was saying it, but you're talking about the person from the Libertarian Party that said that they had to water down their program to reach more masses, so to speak.
Yes.
And it just really struck a nerve because, you know what? The freaking Democrats and the freaking Republicans have been doing that for God knows how long. And I thought at least there's one party that will stick true to their convictions of what their party platform is all about and not water themselves down to try and pull some Democrats and try and pull some Republicans because then your message is lost, you know, at least in my opinion. I don't know why it struck a nerve. It just really struck a nerve.
Yeah, it's definitely, you know, there is no message of liberty when it comes to Gary Johnson. He either doesn't understand it or refuses to talk about it because that's not what he believes in. He believes in promoting Gary Johnson and whatever particular brand of politics that Gary Johnson wants to promote. He wants to have a shot at some sort of glory, considering he couldn't get through the Republican primary the last time he tried it in, what was it, 2008?
No, it was 2012.
It was 2012. And so this is his alternative. It's a grab at some sort of influence, of some sort of power in promoting himself, which, you know, fine, go ahead, do that. But can't you do it in, like, some other political party? I guess not, because the Libertarians are allegedly the third largest party. I know they used to make that claim back, like, 15 years ago, but then I don't know if it was true for a while because they were actually losing members in the Libertarian Party, as they should. People should be leaving that party because they are a joke at this point, and they're proving it time and time again. Third election campaign in a row that they have not actually chosen a real Libertarian. When they've had the chance, there have been real Libertarians who've run. Dr. Mary Ruart was in 2008's running. You were in this year's. And
Lee Wrights, four years ago.
Right, Lee Wrights. And, you know, sorry, these Republicans have just taken over, and it's sad, Scott. I wish we had better news.
And that's the thing is, like, 92 is when I had enough, and I dumped my, I guess you could say, my Republican status, so to speak, and became an independent. And though it might not be popular to some of the people in the studio, I voted for Perot just because he was a business guy, he was smart, and he had a proven track record of making things happen. But on the same token, you know, I identify as a fiscal conservative with liberal social policies, you know, and it's just, I feel like I'm a man without a party. I feel like I'm in no man's land because nobody represents me. And I wonder how many other people feel the same way.
Good question. Thanks for your call tonight, Scott.
No
I appreciate,
Take care.
Appreciate your passion. Thank you. The toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE. Let's go to Dave. He's in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Dave.
Oh, hey. You caught me faster than I thought you would. Okay. I wanted to tell you about something that's going on in Manchester. As you recall, there was the police caught some criticism for sort of locking down part of Manchester after an apparently crazy guy wounded two officers.
Cody, you actually went out during that, didn't you, during that lockdown?
Yep, we got some footage.
Has that been posted yet?
Well, ask Renee about that.
All right. Go ahead, Dave.
Well, the former president of the Free State Project has actually called a demonstration over this for, I guess, the June 7th Tuesday.
Okay.
The Board of Aldermen meets in Manchester at that time. So she's called a demonstration for roughly an hour before the meeting starts. And then she wants people possible.
We dropped some packets there, Dave. You were saying she wants people to what?
Oh, she wants people to go in and, speak during public comment if they feel that's appropriate.
Gotcha.
And I was looking at the Facebook page, and there's a picture. A lady has already started drawing a picture of herself putting bars in front of the picture.
And why is that?
I guess she's just saying that she felt like she was imprisoned in her own home.
Oh, right.
By the, what happened was during this situation, they caught the suspect what around 5 a.m. maybe earlier, and they didn't like lift the lockdown until hours later.
Took a few hours. And the reports are they were searching homes after they had found the guy.
Okay.
Have those been corroborated in any way, shape, or form? Because I could never find any evidence that that was actually true. Was that just a rumor?
Well, that's why I'm saying, you know, people have said it. Okay. I don't know 100%. I wasn't sitting there on the police scanner all morning. I woke up that morning around 10 in the morning. So what I know personally is that the helicopters were still out until about 11:30, even though this alleged suspect was already apprehended.
They got to keep, you know, it only costs, $20 a minute to run a helicopter. So you got to get that money burning, get that taxpayer money out the tailpipe of the helicopter at first opportunity.
So, Dave, are you planning on being there on the Tuesday this next week to cover this? I mean, you are Dave Ridley from RidleyReport.com. For our listeners that don't know, you've got a YouTube channel that covers some of the things that go on here in New Hampshire. You like to more recently corner the politicians with ambush questions as they're going in or coming out of their meetings. Are you planning on attending?
It's a possibility. I remember going to an event like this in 2008 where there was a large pro-freedom turnout right in front of City Hall, right at before a Board of Aldermen meeting at the same time, basically. And that did make for a fairly good video, and there was a lot of opportunity also to ask questions of bad bureaucrats and politicians as they came and went. But they're more likely to just sort of duck away and have four other people asking them questions while I'm there. So I'm almost more effective when I go somewhere where I'm the only freedom person. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting because then you get some news out about something that otherwise no one would have reported on, so there's certainly value there. But I got to say, I mean, I enjoy you wherever you go, Dave, and if you're at a large event, you always find interesting things to do and record. So I would say if you don't have any other plans on Tuesday evening, I'd love to see what comes out of your attendance there because I can't make it. We're going to be on the air at that time.
Yeah. Well, thanks, Ian.
Thanks for the call tonight, Dave. That's Dave Ridley from RidleyReport.com talking about a protest being scheduled out in front of the Manchester, sounds like City Hall, in regards to the lockdown, which this wasn't the only one. This was like one of a series of Manchester lockdowns.
There has been quite a few now. I mean, they're just throwing them out left and right. Do you remember what they're calling it? The stay safe warning?
Shelter in place.
Shelter in place.
That's
right.
The sort of, what is it? What's the right term for that? Shelter in place. It's like Orwellian.
It's a giant arrest for everybody.
It sounds like newspeak.
It's not martial law if you don't call it martial law.
Right. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We invite you to join us here on Free Talk Live.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today. Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook, Supernatural Silver.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Join us toll free here, 855-450-FREE. You can bring up anything that's on your mind with you in studio. You've got Ian.
And Cody.
And Daryl.
Also, join us online anytime you want. Just head on over to freetalklive.com. And Cody, we'd mentioned briefly earlier that all three of us are planning on being at the upcoming New Hampshire Hemp Fest. Which is, you still got a few months to go. It's August 25th through the 28th, so we got about 3 months to get to this thing. It's going to be a lot of fun. NHHempFest.com. This is the new event that Free Talk Live will be broadcasting from, hopefully on a regular basis. I'm hoping it works out really well this year, and we'll keep coming back year after year. It's the third year for HempFest. It'll be my first year at the event. Cody, did you go last year?
I did not get a chance to, unfortunately.
It's going to be better, I think, than ever this year. Last year it was one of those, we're having this in a field somewhere, kind of, you know, camping festivals.
Yeah.
Which I'm sure that was fun. But this time it's going to be at Rogers Campground, which is the very same campground that hosts the Porcupine Freedom Festival, which is the festival that Free Talk Live has been banished from.
Right. So imagine Porkfest with less dorks and more bands.
Yes.
You can't lose with it.
It's pretty much a nonstop music festival, as I understand it.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's going to be a lot of fun. And, there's going to be some hippies, probably some socialists that'll be there, but that's okay. It's great to actually have the opportunity to reach out to people who are not already in the choir. So,
and, you know, they may be talking to you about communism, but guess what? I'm sure they'll still smoke you up.
Well, I'm not so concerned about that. There will be a plentiful amount, I'm sure, of cannabis and whatever else. In fact, there's going to be the very first ever New Hampshire Cannabis Cup. that's happening at HempFest.
Evidently, yeah.
So that is going to be awesome, given that right now it's illegal to have cannabis in New Hampshire, which means that anyone participating in the Cannabis Cup is going to be essentially, you know, committing civil disobedience.
Unless you're one of the lucky people that has the medical card.
That's
and
true.
You were able to go to, what is it, two of the dispensaries are now open?
Yeah, I don't know if they're going to be trying to do it some sort of legal fashion, Daryl. I guess you're right. I suppose the Cannabis Cup could be done in some sort of legal manner, but I don't know.
Well, my point was that there are people in this state that could legally possess cannabis.
Correct. Whether all of the judges in said Cannabis Cup will be legally able to possess cannabis remains to be seen.
And whether all of the contestants.
And whether the police will do anything about it also remains to be seen.
Well, true, but... The way it seems with a lot of festivals is they really don't care if you're smoking pot.
Yeah.
A lot of the festivals I go to on the way in, they'll say, no pills and powder. You know, besides that, have fun.
In this case, the cops will not be allowed on the campground. From my discussion with some of the organizers, was just over at one of the organizers' place a couple days ago, and the campground has asked the police to not show up during HempFest, which will be great.
Yeah, well, so, I mean, it's private property.
Yep, exactly.
If you're not invited, then you're trespassing.
Unlike a lot of hippie festivals where, like, for instance, in the Black Rock Desert, of course.
Burning Man.
You've got Burning Man, which is happening on government land, so the government requires there to be a certain number of police in presence there. That's not going
to be the
case.
Seems like that gets more lame every year. I mean, I've never been. I would like to just to say I've been to Burning Man, but... I feel like, yeah, I should have gone 5-6 years ago.
Right. There's an argument that you've already missed the best days of that event, and I'm sure a lot of people will be saying that about the Porcupine Freedom Festival as well. But anyway, come join us, because we're going to be there. Now, if you are a VIP, you will be able to get into the broadcast room to see Free Talk Live live. This is going to be a much larger event. They're expecting maybe as many as 2,500 to 3,000 people at this event. So they, you know, it's going to be a big event. That's what they're planning for, at least. And so the organizers don't really feel comfortable with just letting anybody up into this fairly small room where we broadcast from. That might could hold maybe 100 people comfortably in this room. So if you want to get into that room and hang out upstairs with us during the broadcast and the other listeners, you will have to get VIP access. But it's really not that expensive. There's actually a sale going on right now. If you go to nhhempfest.com, regular price tickets, I believe, for the full weekend, all 4 days, I believe are like $119 on the sale price,
yeah.
But if you want to get the VIP ticket, it's not that much more.
I didn't know you had to be VIP to come watch the shows.
Yep, that's one of the details that you need to know. So go to nhhempfest.com, mark your calendar for August 25th through the 28th. Now, of course, we're going to be there all day long as well, and I believe I've confirmed that we're going to have like a Liberty tent set up, so for outreach. And of course, I've already pledged to man that tent all day long. So
yeah.
if you can't afford the VIP but you still want to come have a good time, I think it's still going to be a good time anyway. We're a sideshow at the New Hampshire Hemp Festival, and I'm grateful.
Well,
to have the opportunity.
Yeah, keep in mind, there's going to be music playing right outside of that place.
Yeah,
we've got some stiff competition.
Oh, yes. So, once again, nhnfest.com, August 25th through the 28th. We will see you there. Let's go to the phones to the fun. We've got James in Virginia. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, James.
Hey there.
Hey there.
I got a question about Colorado and secession.
Secession, you mean?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
Well, I understand in Colorado they have that ballot initiative over there, and that's what allowed them to make marijuana legal, right?
That's correct.
Yeah, so, I mean, there is a large freedom movement over there. There's a lot of libertarians, right?
In Colorado?
In Colorado.
Not really.
Not so much?
There's a lot of Republicans that really don't like that some of the legislators tried to pass some gun bill, and so they threatened to have their counties secede from the state and form a new state.
Okay, yeah, I heard about that, like a splitting between the North and the South.
Yeah, but those were not libertarians that were involved. Those were Republicans, by and large.
Okay. Yeah, I was wondering why New Hampshire has such a large freedom movement and also a secession movement as well, but you don't have a ballot initiative. I would think that the ballot initiative in Colorado and similar states would also attract, you know, maybe even more people of the freedom movement and libertarians in general.
So while the ballot initiative is a good thing from one perspective, it's also a bad thing from another perspective in that people who don't like freedom can put things on the ballot and get them passed.
And I much prefer simple referendum, and most people get these confused, the initiative and referendum. Referendum is where you can basically only repeal things that the legislature passed. Whereas with initiative, it's the people that can actually wind up passing new legislation.
Yeah, and the answer to your question earlier is, why is New Hampshire attracting all of these freedom people? It's because there was this thing that is called the Free State Project that has now reached its goal of recruiting 20,000 people, libertarians, voluntarists, you know, people who are principled liberty people, to pledge to make the move to New Hampshire. About 2,000 of those 20,000 moved early before the Free State Project even reached that goal. And then just this year in February, they did reach that 20,000. So now the official migration has begun. Besides the Free State Project, there's the Shire Society, which is at shiresociety.com. where people can pledge their own independence. They can declare their own independence and then plan a move to New Hampshire. And then there are other people who just don't want to sign up for anything at all, but they love liberty and they know that this is the place. New Hampshire is the destination where there are a higher concentration of libertarians here than anywhere else in the entire world. I'll stand by that statement. I don't think there's any doubt about it at this point. And, of course, the fact that there are already so many libertarians and voluntarists here is going to attract more over time. The kinds of people you're going to see go to Colorado are the kind of people who don't want to work towards any more freedom. They just want to go and get high. So there's a certain type of libertarian.
Want to get high.
And that's fine, you know, by all means. But, you know, I can get high in New Hampshire, even though it's not legal. There's plenty of people getting high here. In fact, a good majority of the people in New Hampshire agree with full-on legalization of cannabis. I think it's like 2 out of 3 people in New Hampshire. Even more people in New Hampshire agree with decriminalizing cannabis. The New Hampshire State House voted 80+% in favor of cannabis decriminalization last year, and this year overwhelmingly voted for it as well.
But so, all I know is I've smoked way more weed in New Hampshire than I did in Maine, and it's definitely not legal, so it never stopped me.
Hey, James, thanks for the call tonight, man, and stay tuned. We'll certainly give you more updates as the secession movement develops. That's just burgeoning here. It's just getting started, and it's very exciting, so we'll keep you in the loop. This is Free Talk Live.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used, and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day. And there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamin you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live. Moments remain. Here enough time for you if you want to join us. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype, and the Skype username here is lrn.fm. Tonight, in studio, Ian here.
Cody.
And Daryl. Cody is the host of Off the Air Live, which is a show that appears on Saturday nights on LRN.FM right after Free Talk Live, starting at 10 p.m. Eastern Time. It is expected to be live this weekend.
Yep, I will be here tomorrow.
And so that'll be cool, and you'll be doing it from the LRN studio.
Yeah.
As well. So check out Cody and go to offtheairlive.com for back episodes galore, going back for years.
Since 2008.
Very, very cool.
Been around for a while, guys.
So, yeah, check that out. And, of course, DarylWPerry.com. Daryl, I sent out, or will be sent, I actually haven't sent this out yet. There is a Free Talk Live email list, and that we send out like a weekly email update. And in there, I'm going to provide a link to your email list, which I presume people can go to DarylWPerry.com and find a sign up.
I know I have put something on there, but I've had a lot of people say that they're not able to actually find it.
What's the
on
best
there?
Way to sign up for Daryl's email list?
Well, without giving away the secret project,
yeah, can't
I
about
can't give a short URL for
all right,
that.
Here's what you should do. Go to freetalklive.com. There's an email sign-up box there in the, pretty much in the center of the page toward the top. Put your email address in there. Sign up for the Free Talk Live emails. Later tonight, I'll be sending out the Free Talk Live email, which has the link to Daryl's email
yes.
list in it. It's a little roundabout, but this will work. And then, Daryl, you're going to be giving, not giving something away, but you're going to be revealing your super secret project.
Yes.
Because there's a lot of people who are pretty bummed out right now. They got their hopes up, and they shouldn't have, but they got their hopes up for you, thinking that, you know, the Libertarian Party was going to find its sanity and actually nominate somebody who understands and advocates the principles of liberty.
Yes.
I'd thought maybe there was a small chance they might do it, And they didn't. They ended up picking a Republican, a former Republican.
Two of them.
Yeah, Gary Johnson and then another guy for the vice presidential bid. And so inevitably, there's just like when Ron Paul didn't make it through the primary, there's that burnout. There are those people who are like, oh, man, that was all. I put all this effort in, and then Darryl didn't even make it, and now we got this Republican, and now what do we do? Well, besides moving to New Hampshire, one of the things they can do is sign up for your email list to find out what your super secret plan, your super secret project
is. It's going to be a game changer.
That's a pretty big claim. I'm interested in hearing the details, but we can't talk about it because it's still super secret right now. But if people do sign up
next week, we'll talk about it next week.
Is there a specific date that you're targeting to talk about that?
I'm hoping to release it on Thursday or Friday. Okay. I've still got some things that I need to work out to make sure that everything will be good to go when I make the announcement.
So people are wondering, you know, what's Darryl going to do next? What is on his itinerary? Obviously, you're getting back to radio. You're back on Free Talk Live. You're back to Peace, Love, Liberty Radio.
That will relaunch Monday.
You're still doing the
news. Was going to do a show today, but I'm still a little raspy.
No, this is your three times a week, half-hour-long show that you produce.
Yes.
And then you also, of course, do the daily newscast, which is continuing every single day, 7 days a week. Incredible level of dedication.
Yeah, I missed a couple of days during convention.
So you'll continue doing most all of what you've done, the newspaper editing, FPP News, FPP.cc, publishing books, and you're going to add something new to that because you always love to have as many plates in the air spinning as you possibly can. And I'm excited because you did accidentally reveal to me what the Super Secret Project was.
Not intentionally.
Was.
You happened to have walked by as I was doing something on my laptop, and you said, what's that?
Right. You minimized it, but it was you were too slow.
Yeah.
So I'm one of the few that knows, and I'm pretty excited about it. I think it's going to be a pretty cool thing.
You know a little bit.
You're right. I don't
but
know.
But you don't know everything.
Okay. So,
it's kind of like the Manhattan Project. Yeah, everybody knows a little bit. But there's really only, I think, two people that
know it all.
Know everything.
All right. Including you?
I'm one of those people, yes.
So you'll be revealing those details, but only first to your email. It'll go to everybody eventually, but if you're on Daryl's email list, you'll be first. So sign up for the Free Talk Live email list at freetalklive.com, and if you're on it by sometime tonight, and then I'll get that news to you. All right. And it'll also appear on our website as well, Free Talk Live.
Yeah, and then it'll be posted on DarrellWPerry.com after the email gets sent out.
Let's go to the phones. Do the fun. James in Arizona listening online. Hello, James. You're on with Ian, Cody, and Darryl.
Yeah, even before the Manhattan Project came to its fruition, Stalin knew that Truman had two bombs at his disposal that could blow up entire cities. But anyway, Gary Johnson is a libertarian with a smile, otherwise known as a Republican, just as the grand old party crasher, Donald Trump, is not a Republican at all. But in a country where the electoral system requires a majority of votes cast, winner take all, politicians often do and say what they think is popular. Like it or not, you can call them unprincipled all you like from your studio, Ian. But Cody,
actually, most elections do not require a majority of votes. Most elections just require that you get more votes than somebody else.
Plurality.
The presidential election. Thank you. But Cody.
Okay. In 1992, Bill Clinton had like 42% of the vote, but because he wound up having a majority of the electoral college votes, that's how he got elected.
The electoral system. Thank you very much for butting in.
There's a lot of different election systems.
But Cody.
Hey, buddy. What's up?
Speaking of two people running for president, but this is why I get angry with liars and people that have the audacity of dope to call themselves ministers when they're straight up liars. And they interrupt on their own so-called Free Talk Live show and a caller who's trying to make a point. And then they make a stupid point that's not even relevant and they think they're all smug and righteous.
It's good, man. Take a deep breath.
why don't you tell Darryl to shut up? But Cody,
I'm not talking right now, you little man.
Shut up to begin with.
Anyway, you know you were doing Cody, so well, James.
Cody,
I gotta say, you were doing so well, and you were actually on a topic for a little while before you went off on a tangent.
I know that interrupting me is part of your.
Go ahead. I know you want to talk to Cody, so he's here for you right now. Go ahead.
And I have to deal with it because you're a liar too, and one of these people will regret it.
Wait, I'm a liar, or Cody's a liar?
You're both liars. You've interrupted and told, and then you pat me on the back after you don't say, Darryl, shut up.
the guy has on to, is onto something. So why don't you stop speaking with two faces?
But I'm not Cody, talking.
I would really like to ask you that. I would really like to ask an ambush question to so-called Minister Perry, but I would like you to reflect, since you obviously haven't ever clearly, drug free that is, that the reason why there are millions of people still to this day, productive Americans, that don't think you have the right to smoke pot, because they still call 10 a.m. lunchtime. Don't do drugs, kids, and don't take off the Cody Obonger, ever. Please, dear God, anybody in the listening audience.
Was that a question?
It is funny, and it's pathetic.
Oh,
no,
man.
I said I was going to make...
No, no, hold on a second. Cody. You're having lunch at 10 in the morning?
There are millions of people that do.
They don't I disagree with you.
Up. They don't call it wake and bake time, and they don't do what you do for a living, which is nothing.
When I did mornings in radio, 10 o'clock was lunch time.
Come on. I don't even smoke that much weed anymore. I've moved on to bigger and better things.
Right. What do you do that's productive for the city of Keene? Nothing. Neither does Ian Bernard.
I just got here. I got here like 4 days ago. What do you want from me?
Anyway, Minister,
do you want me to start a company?
I want you to free your mind. Open your mind. Stop hanging around with losers. Seriously. Because you're all an embarrassment to the Libertarian Party with a big L. But Minister Perry,
I would say that let's stick with Cody here because we don't get Cody
Minister
on the show very
Perry.
Often. You can call Daryl and me any old night of the week. So I think you are one of the more open-minded people. You've done some psychedelics in your time.
Right.
And you have sort of started this thing called the Liberty Shaman. And I hope that we can have you back on maybe if you're going to be here in Keene. Maybe we can have you back on Friday.
I'll be around. We can talk spirituality if you want.
Yeah, I would love to get into some of that at some point. I don't think we're going to be able to do it justice in the next half a minute here. But
I just want James to know how often I turn down weed when it's being passed around.
James, go ahead.
Okay.
James,
you're a pathetic man, Cody.
Have you heard that? I guess you don't have any older brothers or a father
or a mother who still care for you because they don't call in and tell you to freaking grow the F up. Seriously.
Wow.
Doing psychedelics doesn't open your mind. It alters your mind.
It does do that.
Good thing or not.
I'm just telling you, man, don't call me out. I love the name Cody Obonger. I really
do.
But there are way bigger stoners that you could go after. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, like Rich Paul.
Rich Paul's high all the time.
Thanks for the call, James. I hadn't heard that one yet. Has he called that?
He might have.
Has he called you that before?
I'm sticking with it now.
Cody Obonger.
I still think you need to make the cereal Cody-O's.
That too.
We're out of time for tonight, but you can get more Cody tomorrow on Off the Air Live. Go to offtheairlive.com. In the meantime, he'll start at 10 p.m. Eastern on LRN.FM. Of course, Free Talk Live is back at 7 o'clock at night Eastern time on your local radio station, hopefully. Tomorrow's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Piedmont attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.